The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's pick our poison, shall we? It's been quite a while.
Okay.
It's Would You Rather, with a fancy name. Very fancy. Pick your poison. Oh, why? Well, let's put on our white gloves for this.
I love Pick Your Poison.
I do, too.
I just like poison.
Mm-hmm.
This is also great.
I like picking things.
Let's see. Maitland, you want to go first?
Sure.
Would you rather have your pubic hair grow 100 times faster than the rest of your hair, or pee through a catheter the rest of your life?
Catheter.
Wow, you really don't want fast-growing pubes.
I don't.
I mean, that is so fast you'd be able to see it happening. I mean, it would be like...
Do you think you could hear it, like...
If it's growing that fast, yeah. There's no time to quiet down.
But you can make money off of that. You know, people will pay for anything these days. People are into stuff.
Yeah. That is true.
You could just set your vag up in front of a camera and go for it.
But a catheter.
It'd be like one of those time-lapse photos.
Yeah. You'd look like a Play-Doh barbershop.
Yeah. Awesome. Like one of those little Chia Pet commercials in fast motion.
But a catheter, I'd never have to use a toilet again. Concerts would be so much easier.
Ooh,
oh, you're going full silver lining.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a colostomy.
I guess.
And are you just going to drip it behind you?
No, I mean, yeah.
You left a gas station and pulled the hose out.
I'll have a vessel to keep it in.
A vessel?
But, yeah, concerts.
I'm not an animal.
I'd be able to get the best spot and never have to leave it. I'd, you know, never have to use a porta potty again.
You'd be like a traveling porta potty, though, you know?
You
probably always have that porta potty smell because you got a bag of poo attached to you.
No, it's just pee.
But,
oh, I guess, yeah, I mean, if I have to poop, I'd have to use a toilet, but.
Yeah.
But maybe you don't get to have a permanent one. Maybe you have to reinsert it every time you want to go pee.
Oh, that's a game changer.
Oh, I don't
yeah.
buy that. It'll
you got
stretch.
The old in and out every time, huh?
It'll stretch.
You'll get used to it after
you
a bit,
You'll get used
I guess.
To it, yeah.
Probably true. You'd probably get pretty good at it.
Yeah. It'd be like putting in a tampon. Only a smaller hole.
Quite a bit.
As a guy, I'd take the fast pubes.
Yeah.
I've had a catheter before. Pretty weird. Not pleasant.
Hot wings.
Yeah.
Would you rather swim in a pool of warm urine of dubious origin?
I wouldn't care if it was my own. I mean, it's already... Okay.
As opposed to the locally sourced clean stuff.
Right.
Not
the
only
organic.
That, they've or... also eaten an entire box of Smacks cereal and asparagus.
Oh, could you imagine?
Or hot wings, bring an obvious prostitute home for the holidays to your family's next holiday gathering, but you can't, like,
but
she's
you can't
your
acknowledge
gal.
It.
She's your gal, and you, and. The unwritten and unspoken expectation that they accept her and your family would because they're loving.
Okay, so she's dressed like Julia Roberts, but looks like a regular hooker.
Yeah.
Name's Chastity.
And I can't acknowledge that she's a streetwalker. No. She's just my gal. Okay.
She's just my gal.
I think I might, just to save the rest of my family, and I might swim across the pool of urine.
You think so?
I might.
Just once?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an Olympic pool. You got to swim from one end to the other.
All right. So I got to do one lap.
Yeah. You'd choose that?
That's tough.
Wouldn't you isn't there at least a little bit of you that would like to see how your family would react if you showed up with a prostitute?
I mean, a little bit, but it would cause me a world of problems. Then I have to explain it to my kids, my ex-wife. What were you doing with a hooker? Okay, it was for a joke, but still there was a hooker.
Okay, but what if it's like Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, or The Wedding Day? Remember that?
But if it was, that's different. If I get Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman, I might want to actually be with her.
Yeah.
Like, we can change clothes later, you know?
Hey, baby,
like,
that's, I will give Julia you the fairy tale.
She's 1992 Julia Roberts.
I mean, there are movies where this works out.
Yeah.
There are movies where this works out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are not real lives where this works out.
It's not like she's actively hooking at your... It's not like you guys are getting on top of the table and banging one out on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, she just looks a little trashy.
She just looks a little... Yeah. Road hard, put away wet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if she looks like I just picked her up off of 8 Mile, like,
that's Brittany what I'm Murphy imagining. Out of 8 Mile, you kidding me? She looked great.
Who?
Brittany Murphy in 8 Mile,
the actress.
The actress. She was Eminem's love interest.
Yeah.
In
she,
8 Mile.
Yeah.
She didn't actually look great. I think she was a little strung out in that
she
movie.
She was pretty strung out.
Yeah. She wasn't a hooker, was she?
She looked like how you're describing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe she earned her money in a more traditional sense, but I think she brings upon the look.
Honestly, she still looks better than what I'm imagining of a real prostitute.
Okay.
I'm thinking like Divine Brown, you know?
Oh, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant's hooker. Yeah.
When Hugh Grant was dating Elizabeth Hurley, who was arguably the most, I mean, she's still at 60, one of the hottest women in the world. Mm-hmm. And in 1997 or 98, she was, you know, Austin Powers Part 1.
Yeah.
Hot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, stunning.
Yeah. I mean,
and he was dating her, and he obviously was like the it thing. And then he got arrested having sex with a prostitute named Divine Brown in a car.
Yes, like in L.A.
And she was, you know.
Looked like a hooker.
Looked like a prostitute.
Dang.
And then he went on Leno and admitted it and talked about it. It was like, about thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I'm just saying, crazy. Though, Divine Brown, she cleans up nice.
Really?
Yeah. She got a beautiful, like, lip color on her that is just stunning. Like, she's actually very, very pretty.
I wonder if it's the same one.
Oh, I looked it up. Oh, yeah, I looked up.
She'd be like 60 years old now.
Well, I'm looking at old pictures of her. I'm looking at
I don't remember thinking she was very pretty.
Yeah, her mugshot's not. But
I think I only ever saw the mugshot.
Because the mugshot is what she looks like when she's working. I mean, it is. That's when they picked her up.
They didn't arrest her and then say, hey, ugly yourself up a bit.
They picked him up and her up at the same time. That's what it's from.
Okay,
that's what I'm picturing.
I'm looking at the mugshot now. It's not near as bad as I remember.
And her mugshot's really not that bad. I mean, look, she's pretty.
No, yeah, I retract all of it.
So, yeah, and all the pictures where she's dressed up, I need a lip tutorial. Like, how the hell do you do your lips like that?
But
she's pretty. But I.
But I'm still thinking, like, disgusting, strung out hooker. Like on Better Call Saul, you know?
That's what that's total. The woman who lived at the.
Yeah.
At the motel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I just can't.
So you'd rather swim in urine than take her to meet your parents.
That one? The one from Better Call Saul? Yes, definitely.
Could you imagine being the type of person who lands a woman like Elizabeth, what's her last name?
Hurley.
Hurley. Stunning. Still to this day, just
she is
10 out of 10.
Oh,
I mean, and fumbling because you wanted to have sex with prostitutes.
No.
Gross.
No, and I think that's why
Hugh Grant.
That's why everyone was so fascinated, because it's like the most handsome man in the world was dating the most beautiful woman in the world, and then he had sex with a prostitute in a car.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that? You owe us an explanation. That's why he had to go on Leno, because the whole world is like, you can't be in movies that we find you charming anymore until you tell us why you did that.
Yeah. Took a while. Took a shine off for a bit.
I always thought Hugh Grant was handsome, but I also always thought that he was always looking like he was melting just a little bit.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, he's kind of like British Ross from Friends.
Yeah, just a little droopy, but handsome still.
Yeah.
Weird. I like him so much more than David Schwimmer. Tommy, are you ready for your first pick your poison?
I am ready to pick my poison.
Would you rather eat cigarette butts from a public ashtray, four or five of them, right now, or watch a video of your last sexual encounter with everybody in this room?
Oh, that last one, that was a great one.
I can't tell if you really want to do it. Like, if we gave you the opportunity, you'd be like, oh, God, I've been waiting for you to ask.
Like, if we signed a waiver.
Yeah, you guys are welcome to watch. Oh, man, I'd love to relive that.
So you're going with that one?
Yep. I don't want to eat cigarette butts. I have a thing. Don't like that.
Okay, but you'd fine showing your last sexual encounter to all your coworkers?
Really, you have a thing against eating cigarette butts. Wow, how crazy and unique. Never heard of that before.
Do you think... I almost get the sense you think we'd be impressed.
I would just like to rewatch it. You guys can close your eyes if you want.
You want to rewatch it because...
It was great.
Okay.
Oh, man. Call me.
Are you going to be okay? I didn't mean to get you down
this
road. A
little emotional today.
Okay. Yeah.
Thinking of that wet floor sign.
Tommy's getting real thirsty. Oh, that banana sign's in trouble. Yeah. Look out, grocery stores. Kelly?
Yes?
Would you rather have everyone in the room die but you?
Oh, God.
Or drown a litter of kittens with your bare hands?
Oh, God. Okay, this one's really hard because you guys
have families,
and I love kittens.
This is so... But I'm just going to tell everybody, I would drown those cats in a heartbeat to save your lives.
Of course you would. You're a serial killer. But I...
To save the lives of people, I'm a serial killer.
But yeah, I'm not murdering y'all, you know? I don't know how y'all die. Like, y'all could have chosen to get on a roller coaster that was halfway finished, knowing that the end was near. And I could have been at the end being like, don't do that.
You're adding a lot
you would
of
tell us at the end
scenario.
If we were on a roller. Wait, your idea of helping us would be wait at the end of an unfinished roller coaster to say, don't get on it.
No, before you get on it, I would tell you, don't get on it. But y'all would be like, no, we want to try. And I couldn't save you. But I can't drown a litter of kittens. I can't do that.
But you could stand by and let us all die.
No.
You have to pick one.
It's
called pick your poison, not tell us you don't like poison.
Why did I hit murder poisons?
I don't know. I mean, Tommy got a pretty unenviable situation and leaned into showing us a sex tape.
Absolutely. I do the same thing. I pick that. I'll bring a prostitute to Thanksgiving. I'll put a catheter in for the rest of my life. I'll have pew hairs that grow forever. I don't want to murder. I don't want to murder. But I pick cats because I love you guys. And I have to. You're welcome. I hated every second of that.
I mean, on the bright side, you throw like one Friskies out the back door of a house and they're getting nine cats there in a minute. They're everywhere.
Yeah. I wish the cat distribution system would pick me. I want a kitten, but not because I went out and adopted one. It would have to show up at my house and I would have to feel enough guilt to keep it.
Oh, piece of cake. Steve.
Yeah.
Yes.
No problem. I'll find you one.
Yeah, your cat just shows up on my porch.
Yeah, you can have mine, but I can find you another one too, probably. They're all over
looks like
place.
Bob.
Yeah,
it's funny. I don't know.
Steve, would you either wake up tomorrow morning and find out that your sex organs have fallen off and you're just flat as Ken down there now? Or
are they still laying in the bed with me?
No, they're just gone.
Am I okay?
You would be getting gaslit by your own mind about whether or not you ever really had them. The only proof that you had genitals ever would be your two children.
Okay.
And even then you'd start to think, do they really look like me? Yeah, but they do. Or be required to wear a butt plug 22 hours every day of your life.
And you have to try to keep it in while you're pooping.
You have to shoot around it?
Yep.
Like a muzzle?
You're proud of yourself for
that,
aren't you?
I love it. Look, I had to murder kittens, and you get to choose a butt plug? That sounds pretty pleasurable.
I guess I'm... 22 hours a day?
Yeah.
What are the 2 hours that I don't? Is it
when
just
you're pooping?
Just any.
You can use it. Yeah. Use it how you want. Like if you're going to the dentist appointment, you don't want to have it in there, or maybe you do. I don't know how you live. You might want to take it out if it's a metal one.
Yeah, if it's metal, definitely. I'm gonna go butt plug.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last one. Who wants it?
Oh, I take it.
Do you?
Yeah. Give it to me.
Would you rather have a little bit of number two squeeze out like you sharted every time you sit, no matter how hard you
try
to stop it?
Every time I sit. Okay. All right.
Bummer. Or walk to the nearest funeral home today during an open casket and start trying to number three.
Oh.
Rubbing one out for your homie.
Well,
the man or woman in the casket that you don't know.
I mean,
keep yelling. You're my boy, Blue.
It's really awful.
You have to yell, this is how I grieve.
But it's probably just a misdemeanor.
I bet it's not.
Well, probably. I mean, man, that's not something that's going to get you like 10 years, though. But I could just wear like plastic pants and get used to it, I guess.
Because you would always be known as the guy who, gripped and ripped at the funeral of some lady named Agus Descensen.
Yeah, you're not going to. You're Agus.
Agus?
You're not gonna outrun that. I think I'm gonna have to just wear special pants and deal with it.
Mm. Yeah. She's the old Scotch lady that lived down the street that had pots and pans hanging from her tree.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Collected dolls and put them in the window till they faded and looked like they scared children. You know, Agnes Descensen.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.